Okay, everyone, we'll wait a minute just to give people a minute to join if they need to. We'll start again. Everything seems to be locked. We've had some Zoom bombing going on, so the end of the show, I'll unmute everyone. Hopefully everyone is here. We know everyone. Get a chance to say hello to everyone. Just a few interesting notes. Everyone's welcome, Gush, non-Gush. I'm giving a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha tonight at 8 p.m. The Zoom link is on my Facebook and my Twitter account. I will actually share it. Where can I get hold? I'll share it here also if you're interested. And of course, the nightly 10 Makos and Corona will take place tonight at 10:15. Not at 10:30. I have a alumni get together, rabbinical alumni. Gush, let me just see if I can. How will I get the Zoom link? I'm getting a few. 1 second. There we go. Here's the Zoom link for the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, if anyone wants to come. There we go. Okay. I'm putting it into the chat. Here it is to everyone. Here's the Zoom link to the Shabbat HaGadol Drasha, 8 p.m. Israel. It'll be about 45 minutes or so. Okay. Again, just to let everyone know, the 10:30 Makos and Coronavirus, we'll talk about Deborah tonight, which is a pretty obvious one, will take place at 10:15. Okay, and then tomorrow, again, I'll put this all on my Facebook and WhatsApp chats. Tomorrow we'll meet at 4:30 again because it's Erev Shabbos. We'd like to think about something related to Shabbos and the coronavirus. So tomorrow, 4:30. Okay, so turn on the news to make sure that my camera is working. Okay, you turn on the news, and the word you hear most in Israeli news, is, of course, is hadbaka. Should we be hadbaka, nidbak, uke nidbak, kesef hadbaka, the pace of being infected. The word hadbaka, of course, in Hebrew comes from the word devek, and devek means to bond together, to be infected. And, of course, at a social level, it means that whatever virus I'm carrying or this person's carrying, it's entered me, it's become part of me. At a more molecular level, of course, the virus inserts itself and bonds with the cell. So a virus is a parasite, can't live on its own. It either inserts itself into a cell or holds on to the cell and injects its genetic material. But so the word hadbaka both refers to receiving a germ or an infection from someone else, and then, of course, the molecular level, what's taking place. So I thought it may be interesting to talk a little bit about, of course, we're trying to avoid hadbaka. But, of course, in our lives, we're trying to find Dveikus. We're trying to find a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all think about the word Dveikus or Dveikut. So it's not really coronavirus related, although we could use as much Dveikut as we can. I thought it's a nice way to take that word. Certainly in Israel, it's so much part of our talk. Nidbak, Kein Nidbak, how many Nidbakim are there? How many? And repurpose it now to Dveikus. So what is Dveikus? I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to, of course, after I share my screen, make sure that I'm the only one who can share it. This annotate. Who's the only one that can annotate? I have to find out. Manage participants. Invite. Can anyone tell me how I make sure that I'm the only one that can annotate? Anyone put in the chat box? Okay, here we go. I got it. Okay. I'm the only one that can annotate, so now we've got everything under control. So the word Dveikus actually appears in a pasuk, several pasukim, but the first pasuk is Be'atem ha-Dveikim v'Hashem Elokechem Chaim Kochem Ayom. Very famous pasuk. Hashem wants us to be Dveik in the Rabboni Shalom. Now, of course, this raises a question we'll see a bit later. How do you cling to something you can't see? How do you cling to something that's infinite? I can cling to my shirt. I can cling to my head. I can cling to a desk. I'm moving my desk. But how do I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But at least in this context, the pasuk could have meant something much less provocative than clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the purposes of this pasuk, Hashem warns us, you saw the people that were disloyal to me, that worshipped Peor, Parshas Balak, and instead of this betrayal, I want you to stick with me. Sometimes we use the word stick with me, stick to your guns. It's not going to hold on to a gun, stick to your principle. It's not going to hold on to a principle. Stick means perseverance and loyalty and clinging to a set of ideas. So in this context, the pasuk could just mean I want you to be loyal to me as opposed to the people who followed Torah. This seems to be the way Yehoshua uses the word. Yehoshua is encouraging the Jewish people when they enter Eretz Yisrael not to be distracted by the pagan cultures. And he writes, Levilti, Bala, Goimel, and Ishmaelu, don't enter these lands. Don't swear by their idols' names. Don't worship them. Don't bow to them. Ki'im, Hashem Elokechem, Tidbaku, Kasher Asisim, Adayom Hazeh. So the fact that the Torah uses V'atem Hadvekim, Hashem Elokechem, it can mean loyalty. It could mean non-betrayal. It doesn't have to mean something, as we say, Dvekless, and we'll see what that means and how that unfolded. There is another pasuk, and that pasuk ratchets up the whole conversation a little bit. It's in Tehillim Perek Samach Gimel, Davka Nafshi Acharecha. So here, you don't have the context of as opposed to all the Pa'or worshippers who forsake you and abandon you. But the word Acharecha reduces it a little bit, and not Davka Nafshi Becha, like Batem Advekim Bahashem Elokechem. Here it's Acharecha, in your footsteps, in your wake. And then there is an explanation. Be tamcha yiminecha. So we'll see what that means a little bit later, but this pasuk in many ways is more of a direct statement about being davek at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alternatively, be tamcha yiminecha means I want your support at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in Devarim understands the vekas both of these two ways that I explained. Number one, lo yavar Hashem v'zulaso el Hashem levado b'libo v'maisa. Namely, you should not worship, you should not betray, you should not flirt with other cultures and other religions. V'itachein, part two, the three parts of the Sermon, we'll circle back to the third part. V'itachein, shetichlal hadveik alomar, what else does it include? Shetei zocher Hashem v'abasal tamid, thinking about Hashem often, constantly, lo tifrod machshavtcha mimenu, don't stop, don't halt, v'lechtecha baderech, v'shechbecha b'kumecha, even when you're traveling, even when you're going to sleep, Hashem. See, though you're talking to people, you're thinking about a Kaddish Baruch. Namely, you're always being supported by Hashem. This probably is a meaning that stems a little bit from that second pasuk in Tehillim. Davka nafshi acharecha. I'm always thinking about you. It's not just that I'm loyal to you. I could be loyal to a sports team, and I think about them all day, hopefully. But I'm immersed in thinking and considering all day. So these are two general explanations of Dveikus. Number one, loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sticking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not abandoning. Number two, concerning, thinking, preoccupation with Hashem. The Shalah HaKadosh, a 18th century Mekubal, the Shalah HaKadosh, the Horowitz, takes the Ramban statement a little bit more than just thinking about Hashem, but it's not just a background, I'm thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but my actions are all calculated so that I can be more involved in Avodas Hashem. So when I'm involved in physical ideas, what's my dveikus? When I'm making money, I say I'm making money so that I have parnasa, and it's that I understand that Hashem delivers parnasa to me, and that I can do mitzvos and support my family, and I can give tzedakah, and when he goes to sleep, he's going to sleep so that he can have strength. So it's a more of a micro. It's more of a micro experience. Not just I'm always thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but every action has an address, and every action has a tag. Eating to feel stronger, sleeping to be healthier, making money to earn a living. But it's the same gist of the Ramban, that I'm not sticking to Hashem, I'm not clinging to Hashem. I am not betraying Hashem. The Pasuk, it seems like the Pasuk in V'eschanan, or in Dvarim, excuse me. Or not just I'm clinging to Hashem, but I'm immersed in thinking about it. Now, Chazal had two additional approaches. And here already, I think in Chazal, it's a little bit more than the attitude of loyalty or the attitude of thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Here, Chazal, see, according to the Ramban, here's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, here's a human being. I'm thinking about Hashem. Well, I'm loyal to Hashem. Instead of turning away from Hashem, I'm turning towards Hashem. Instead of thinking about, basically, it stems from the same issue, disloyalty. I'd be disloyal in a very, very gross fashion and worship other idols, turning away, or I could just be disloyal because I get distracted by work and business and eating. I'm not really thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's more neglect than it is betrayal. But it's each essentially, Dveikus is looking at a Kaddish Baruch Hu, feeling a Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence, that loyalty. But we all know the word Dveikus means sticking, clinging, right? Hadbaka. So Chazal are trying to find a way for me to claim, I can't claim to Hashem because he's invisible. So a lot of hands today, just to help you visualize this. So Chazal had two suggestions. Stick to the Shechina. Hashem is a fire that consumes a fire. Ella, Mar says, become involved with people who learn Hashem's Torah. So marry your daughter to a Talmid Chacham, support Talmid Chachamim. Namely, Talmid Chachamim are closer to Hashem. Phil hasn't told Talmid Chacham sticks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but clearly feel that Talmid Chacham is closer. So this is my conduit to be more engaged with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishamish Talmid Chachamim to cling to Talmid Chacham. I can cling to them. Talmid Chacham are clingy. They're sticky. I can stick to them. I can learn from them. I can support them. I can marry my daughter off to a Talmid Chacham. I can be Misharis to Talmid Chacham. So I can stick to a Talmid Chacham, and then I'm closer to it. I'm not just looking at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm sticking to something presumably closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sota has a different strategy. It doesn't quote the Pasuk of Tevekes, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. So Teilechu is a weaker word, but same question. How can you walk in the path of the Shechina, Hashem is a fire, but follow Hashem's midos, and in particular his morality? Hashem dresses people who need clothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch, you should too as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu visits the ill, so should you. Kadosh Baruch Hu comforts the mourners, so should you. Kadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead, so should you. So here, there is a, again, I'm using my hand, Chas V'Shalom, to describe Hashem in physical terms, but just to create spatiality. There's an infinity of Hashem that I can't cling to. There's nothing to cling to. There's nothing to hold on to. But the presence of Hashem, the infinite presence, does express itself in moral manifestations. There are people who get clothing. There are people who are healed. There are people who are comforted. There are people who are buried. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does activities, and not just particular activities, Avraham and Moshe, burying and visiting, but the world is full of chesed, and that chesed comes from Hashem. Hashem created a moral world. So the manifestations of Hashem, the moral energy, if I try to become moral, not just because I want a healthy society and I want to have a good conscience, but I want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm starting to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm taking his moral will and moral expression and inserting it into me. So yes, it's a part of Hashem in me, yeah. Moral instruction, moral behavior. So the clinginess in these two Gemaras is a little bit more pronounced. Remember in the Ramban, in the Pesukim, it's paying attention to Hashem, not turning away from Hashem, but the distance is still there. Now you're starting to cling to a Talmid Chacham, starting to insert HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral will into your conscience. So if these were the only Makaros we had, the two Gemaras and the Pesukim, it would be just that. Paying attention, not being disloyal, investing or orienting all your activities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then clinging to those closer. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin starts talking about something that's a little bit more clingy, a little bit more clingy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Two figs, figs are very sticky. I have a fig tree in my front yard, they're very sticky. They stick much more than the dvash, the honey. Oozes, so they stick to each other. Gemara talks about develo, which means you used to take tamarim and pound them into just a little wheel. They would just pull off some tamarim and eat them because they stuck together. So now we should stick to Hashem like two dates or two figs. The masnisa tani is actually a brisa hanitzmadim lebal por, because remember, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking us to cling to him because those who disobeyed and betrayed him, they clinged to Baal Por. There were Nitzman the Baal Por, first of all, very, very physical sense, because there was a lot of sexual activity, so the bodies clinging to each other, and they were not just the wandering. But the Brisa says the people of Baal Por, they adhere to Baal Por like a jewelry or a woman. It's not really clingy, it's not really integrated. A person wears an earring, pull it off. But Atem, you shouldn't be Nitzmad, which is attached or adorned. You should be hadvekim b'Hashem Elokechem. Here it is, devukim mamish. Devukim mamish. This is the makor for devekus. Pasuk in context could have been read like the Ramban reads it, but here you have devukim mamish, and of course the Ramban quotes The third option, which I skipped before, okay, v'yitachein ve'anche ha'mayla azel she'anashem tzura b'tzarachayim k'eim b'atzmam ma'on l'shchina. Now the Ramban says, in addition to paying attention to Hashem, not betraying or thinking about Hashem, you can become a ma'on for the Shechina, a housing for the Shechina. This is a lot more clingy and integrated than merely thinking about or not betraying. Of course, the Sefer that talks in very, very clingy terms of Dveikus is Shir HaShirim, and I quoted the Medrash that's most prominent. Amar v'achar, Rabbi Yochanan ma'isila min hadar krai. That's another pasuk. This is in Ekev, if I'm not mistaken. Ezehu dibuk, Dveikus. Smalo tachas l'roshi. It's a phrase in Shir HaShirim where I believe the woman is comforted or dreaming that her husband should put his left hand underneath her head and cradle her head and cuddle her head and comfort her. So without getting into why smalo versus yimini tachas l'roshi, but if you take a look at these two sources, I'll highlight them for you. I'll make them larger here. In these two sources, all of a sudden, Dveikus becomes more than just paying attention, but there's a clinginess. So I'm going to skip the Meshech Chachma because I see the shiur is taking a little longer than I thought. But so this, of course, leads to the big debate between Hasidus and Reb Chaim Volozhin in the 18th and 19th century about what Dveikus really is. Hasidus, based on Kabbalah, and I've said this so many times, in non-Kabbalah, we accept the fact that we're distant from Hashem. We can't understand Hashem. We can't imagine Hashem. And there's a distance, and that's the distance of Yirat Shamayim. So if I want to cling, I just pay really close attention. If I want to cling, I cling to those who are just a little closer, but still a distance. If I want to cling, I take that moral emission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and I insert it, internalize it. But in Kabbalah, we're trying to find out how a human being interacts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinity. And Dveikus would seem to be the highest achievement. So not just interact with, but to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite essence. So this is, of course, a very famous, famous part of the Tanya. There are a couple phrases that are just very, very well known in the Tanya. So let's just read the Tanya Perek Dalet. V'av shahatara nislabsha b'dvarim tachtonim gashmim. A malbush is an external manifestation of something internal in the world of Kabbalah. When you're learning Torah, hareza kemechabek es hamelech derech mashal. It's like you're hugging the king. It doesn't make a difference how many external shells there are between you and the king. The king is embedded in those robes that he's wearing. And if the king is hugging you, even though you've got malbushim, which means speech and thought, as opposed to your essence, and of course the pasuk is, v'yamino techa bekeni. So now it's not just putting your hand underneath the neck to support, but your right hand, smalo tachas l'roshi, v'yamino techa bekeni. The conclusion of that pasuk in Shir HaShirim paraphrase, and his right hand should embrace me and hold me. Now, what's happening in Kabbalah? What's happening in Kabbalah is, I would say, threefold. And then we'll see how the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Volozhin, responds very, very harshly and sharply to that. What's happening is, first of all, the goal is to always be thinking and conscious. So let's say I follow the normal routes to Dveikus, and we'll see what those are, Torah, mitzvahs, morality, chesed. But my mind is, oh, this is leading me to a hug, and I'm embracing the king and being embraced by the king. And that's the ultimate mental investment, to be thinking about that process of embracing and being embraced. That's number one. So when I'm learning Tosfos, I shouldn't really be thinking about Tosfos. I should understand it, but really be thinking about the Dveikus that it's causing. Second of all, the roots to Dveikus could change, because if the goal is to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is ubiquitous. So it's not just Torah, Mitzvahs, and Chesed. So just quoted as Faz Emes. Again, I'm just trying to quote some prototypical statements. Ki kol hiskarvus l'Hashem yisbarach ayidei bittul. So you mevater yourself. I talked about this last week. You take away your own ego, your own barriers. V'his alus hatachtonim l'dvok b'koach elokushin in tzebachol davar chelik v'nitzos ha'kiddushah. and raising everything on our sphere, tachtonim is our sphere, lidvok, to cling, bekoch elokus, the spirit of Hashem, the koch of Hashem, shenimtza b'chol davar chelek b'nitzatz kiddush. Hashem's kiddush is in everything. So now there's a diversification. I can achieve dveikus, not just the Torah mitzvahs chesed, but I can achieve dveikus by many different non-conventional means. And the third chiddush, breakthrough, provocative statement is that maybe if the goal is dveikus, maybe activities could distract or disturb that pursuit of dveikus. So this is actually the Netziv says, the often shemishu or settling is night, but usually the vekas layachbos lihibadam maizam mitzvos. Shelethamim hey missi rim hadegas. Now, keep in mind, please listen carefully. I didn't quote the whole Netziv, the Netziv debunks this. Just no, that's wrong. As the pasuk in the Torah says, you must perform mitzvos. You can't calculate, well, why should I interrupt my dvekos for an action? The action may not stimulate the same thought, the same experience, the same identification with dvekos. Maybe I should perform a mitzvah. Again, the Netziv in this piece of the Hamakdavar is trying very, very hard to reject that, to discard it. But these are three ideas that somehow clinging to that higher presence of Hashem, not just paying attention to Hashem, and not just clinging to Tamid HaChachamim, to his moral essence, but actually creating a unity and an immersion in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate end of Torah mitzvos. Well, maybe you could do it, you could achieve the same goal through non-Torah mitzvos. Maybe we should be thinking more about the experience, not necessarily about the Torah. So, of course, this leads to the famous polemic, and there's no other way to say it, the polemic of Reb Chaim Volozhin in the fourth section of the very famous Sefer called Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dal. It's a very Kabbalistic Sefer. It's almost as if Reb Chaim Volozhin wanted to defeat the Hasidim at their own game, because Hasidus is based on Kabbalah, so he's taking Kabbalah and reworking it to a non-Hasidic conclusion. In the yeshiva world, this has become the Bible because it talks about Torah as the center pivot. So it's really Torah as opposed to Dveikus. But in the yeshiva world today, it's the everything is sloped around Torah. And let's just read some of the sections. So Chaim is a very harsh. I just picked three. Ki gamze prichatas. This is the forbidden fruit. Lekama hamuim atzma meisek haTorah kedushas. And they don't learn Torah. Bechashvam, they think mistakenly. Inyan lishma perish bidvegas gadol b'li hefsek. They want to be in a constant state of dvegas, and Torah may disrupt that, as the Netziv is. The Netziv, of course, is in the Volozhin Yeshiva. He knows of Chaim Volozhin. V'gamra chol amizem. There's a greater sickness. Shesovim bedaitam she'isek atar b'lo dvegas ein uklam. That if you're learning Torah but you're not thinking about dvegas, then it's meaningless. They see they're not able to generate Dveikos, they don't learn, because what's the purpose of learning if they're not reaching Dveikos? If they're not, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe says in the Tanya, Mechabek as Hamelech Derech Mashal. So he says, Ha'inyan Esek Atar Lishma Ha'emes Abarur Ki Lishma. This is in another section. Ain Perushal Dveikos. Don't think you're learning Lashem Dveikos. That's not the goal. Kimosha Sovrim Atarov Holam. Okay, so here's the polemic. It's constantly trying to defeat these errors. Very strong proof, because there's a medrash that says that David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his Tehillim should be just like reading technical Mishnayos and Negayim and Olas. I want my Tehillim should be considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bikesh David HaMelech Alav Shalom Sheha'osek B'Tehillim Yechashiv Etzlo Yisbarach Kilo Osek B'Negayim Ve'Olas. So we read this as if David feels David's a chassid. David says, what difference does it make if I'm learning technical details of Shas or I'm reading Tehillim? If the goal is Dveikos, whatever floats your boat, and each person will find Dveikos in their own way. So Reb Chaim Volozhin read that Gemara. No, Hashem said no. Hashem didn't grant that request. When you're learning Torah, then that's Dveikos. V'im nomar shalashma perish Dveikos dafka. If the Shema is just to reach Dveikos, hallo ein Dveikos yosin yefilem yos Tehillim. When you're thinking about Tehillim, you're talking directly to Hashem. V'gam mi adem hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayado bazeh. So this is, I thought I had another piece to read to you, but this is how he rejects, and he basically says, Torah l'shma is l'shem Torah. And you shouldn't be thinking about anything else but understanding the Torah. He doesn't say this, but because that's the closest you're going to get. Because Torah is at this highest sphere, and it's the closest to Hashem's infinity. So essentially, again, I apologize for the visualizations. I'm just trying to help you see. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is this infinity. Torah is the closest. Everything else is an emission from Hashem, and it all filters down. The closest to Hashem is Torah, and therefore you can't embed with Hashem. The closest you can is with His Torah, which is basically His will. And therefore, stop thinking about anything beyond it, because that's your upper limit. And just think about the will of the Torah and the inner logic of the Torah, not anything above it. I think Chassidus disagrees and says, well, this is a root, and maybe there are other roots to get to a higher level of Dveikus. So this is the question of Dveikus, and now at least you know what the word means, and you know where it comes from. And it would have been easy-ish to let it remain at just paying attention to Hashem, not betraying Hashem, moral will. It's the Shir HaShirim, it's that Gemara that I quoted in Sanhedrin, and certainly what Kabbalah, and again, just understand this in the context of Kabbalah, Dveikus is probably one of the three or four most important words in Kabbalah, because it implies that you can actually leap beyond space between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim's Kabbalah says basically no, that the closest you'll come, and I'm just really summarizing in general, the closest you'll come is to be Davik in the Torah, but nothing more. Okay, so just want to say hello to everyone. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good to see you. Good to hear you. And Mitzvah Hashem, again, just tonight's schedule at 8 o'clock, there is a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. At 10:15, there is a 10 mach in coronavirus year. Okay, have a good day. And tomorrow, 4:30.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.